This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Home Inspector David Nason help you out during The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
And the Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. I'm Libby Collinson for Dayton Kane, along with David Nason.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here for the next hour, right. And that means you can ask us questions on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. That number is 855-616-1620, and there is somebody I know you're going to want to talk to, and that's our guest, Abby Bender from Abby Home. And Abby, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Great
Abby.
To have you here. It's nice to know we know a girl. So this morning, you know, a little bit earlier, Abby, we were talking about with David here. We had an open line, and we were talking about a lot of different issues. And we mentioned, you know, moisture and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we've got a question here about windowsills.
Yep.
And
right.
Yeah, David.
But well, before we get into all the text, let's remind or let Abby tell all of our listeners what Abby Home does. So why don't you give us all that, Abby?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located in Waukesha. We just celebrated our 15-year anniversary. So we've been around. It went faster than I realized. But we do everything on the outside of your home as far as roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, soffit, and fascia. We do attic insulation, glass block, and we also do bathroom remodeling. So if you're looking at converting a bathroom or a shower, we do that as well.
Which is why you're now Abby Home instead of your original name, Abby Windows. So, but that's what you're
exactly.
Really, that was your big thing when you started was the windows.
Yeah. And we just slowly expanded and added more products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just had somebody make a sly comment on one of our Facebook posts, like, why would you have a window company do your bathroom? But we're not just a window company. We have experts in every single product, so it's not that we just specialize in windows or that's the only thing we do well. We wouldn't do it if we didn't do it well, so right. We can definitely take on a bath or a shower, and we hire the plumber. We have licensed plumbers, so there's nothing that you're skipping as far as that goes.
I was just going to say the installers who are doing the windows or the siding aren't the turning around and going inside and doing the bathroom remodel, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody specializes in different products. So if you're a window installer, you pretty much do windows and doors. Mm-hmm. Finished carpenters, bath guys do just baths and showers. And then obviously the siding, just roofing. So everything, just gutter guys. Everybody specializes in everything.
I'm curious on the bathrooms. How extensive do you do the remodels? I mean, what do you handle when you get a call about bathrooms?
So we do the whole wet area. So we're not going to do full remodeling as far as vanities or flooring or anything. So we're just going to take care of that whole wet area, that shower conversion. If you have a tub and you want to switch it out to a walk-in shower, we can do that. If you want to put a new tub in, we put everything, we take everything down to the studs, to the rough opening. So we don't go over anything as far as like going over your existing tub or anything or your existing tile. We tear everything out. We want to see what's down there, make sure that there's nothing rotted or molding or anything like that or leaking behind there. And then what we do is we have the inspection all set up with the whatever local municipality you're in. And so when they come out, basically we'll have everything torn out. We'll have our plumber do everything that they need to do. We'll make sure everything's up to code. So we want to get in the basement if it's a first floor bathroom and take a look at how your plumbing is running. And make sure that everything is done right. And then once the inspector passes our plumbing, then we can close up the walls. And it's pretty much all a one-day job. So we're in and out in one full day, unless it needs some crazy walls taken down or some plumbing.
That takes some planning to get all that
Absolutely.
Done. And when you're not going to go in and tear everything apart and then ask the homeowner to make their selections on that day.
Are you seeing more and more people want to get rid of those bathtubs and just go into a really large shower?
Yes, especially with aging in place. If you want to stay in your home and want to make it more convenient to not have to step over a tub, sometimes those can even be 15 inches high. We're going to install the grab bars, and we're going to do it so it's a walk-in shower with a a door as well, so we can install a sliding shower door or a pivot shower door, whichever you prefer, and make it very easy and convenient for you, especially if you want, like I said, if you're aging in place and you want those grab bars, you want that seat, we're going to put a seat in there for you and make sure it's convenient where you feel safe.
What about the selection? What do you have in terms of what people can have for the finish on the sidewalls?
So we have, I think, is about 25 different options. We have all the very similar to if you're looking at countertops, they kind of mimic those. So we have like a Taj Mahal kind of look. We have the marble look. We have the white subway tile with grout. So there's a lot of different options. You don't have to just go with your basic white where it looks like a hospital bathroom or anything. We can definitely make it look amazing, and it's all maintenance free. So you don't have to worry about ever cleaning it like you would have to with grout or tile. And it's a lifetime warranty against leaking as well.
Oh, really? Lifetime?
It is.
Okay. All right. We've got Abby Binder here from Abby Home, and we've got some questions coming in. I mentioned about windows and things like that. We want to get into that. And if you want to get through to ask Abby some questions, either on the phone or by text, just 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It's going to be a hot one today. If you're going out to AmFam, be prepared. We might get up to 90 degrees. That is record heat for this day. And the first time we're hitting 90 in all of October. It's 68 degrees at 813 on WTMJ.
Your own personal handyman. This is the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. We've got Abby Binder here from Abby Home. And Abby, you know, we were talking about this is the time of the year where people start thinking about windows and start having some problems. And we've got a question here on the talk and text line about the windowsills in somebody's bedroom are giving off a musty smell, and they have small areas in the corners that are discolored. The outside trim was pulled, and there was no evidence of leaking. This person was told that the windows are sweating from condensation. They said, I've never noticed moisture there before. What do I do?
Absolutely. Yeah, we run into this quite often. And essentially what's happening is either one of two things. Either the windows are leaking, and so cold air is getting in from outside, and then they're causing that moisture because that dew point's changing. Or they're actually doing their job and performing if you have double pane windows. But because double pane windows are not physically as warm as your walls, which is why I recommend triple pane windows, what happens is that it creates basically a microclimate, and heat is attracted to cold. So glass conducts cold. So the cold is going to go to the glass and the heat's going to follow it. And then again, create that microclimate and that dew point. And that's where the windows look like they're sweating. Essentially, it's just a reaction. So if you go with triple pane, they're about 30% less likely to have condensation than a double pane window, which is why I'm a big, big fan of it, especially in Wisconsin with our 100-degree temperature swings. So you might want to consider looking at if they're older windows, replacing them. If they're newer windows, you can do a few things. You can make sure the humidity in your house is down. You can't have a humidifier running, or you can't if you have a lot of plants. Live plants, if you have a lot of people in your house, obviously breathing, showering, cooking, all of that stuff's going to cause condensation. So you want to try to keep the humidity levels down. If you're running an April air, so check your furnace. If your furnace has an April air on it and the dial is on, I know that it says like winter mode. Be careful with that, because that's going to be pumping humidity into your home. And yes, you don't want a dry home where you're getting nosebleeds and shocking each other, but if you don't want your windows to sweat or have condensation, you're going to have to keep that humidity dialed down or go with triple pane windows.
When you mentioned the triple pane windows, are they visually different than more traditional double
pane? They really aren't. The only way you can really tell is if you look inside what they call the spacer system, you'll see kind of a slit in there. And that's how you know there's an extra pane of glass in there. But most people wouldn't be able to tell unless I showed you what to look for.
I would say, yeah, the same thing. And you either got to be a window person or maybe an inspector who knows what they're looking for. But the vast majority of people aren't going to see that.
Do you find that they last longer than say, a double pane window?
No, I mean, they're about the same warranty and everything. It's not that. It's more just the performance of them and the condensation resistance because they're going to be physically warmer. But as far as longevity, I would say it's about the same.
All right, we've got Abby Binder here from Abby Winds. By the way, if anybody wants to get a hold of you at Abby Home, how do they do it?
So you can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, ABBYHome.com. Or you can give us a call. It's 414-436-ABBY, so 414-436-2229. We actually have our call center open today, so if you wanted to set an appointment, you can call us, or you can go online, and we do have free online booking, so it makes it very easy for you that you can set an appointment without having to talk to people. I know, you know, sometimes it's one of those things nobody wants to talk to each other anymore, so we've made it even more convenient that you can do that. Or you can stop in our showroom. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. We are in Waukesha, just south of the Waukesha County Airport. So we're at 407 Pilot Court, and that's just off of Pewaukee Road, which is Highway J. So you don't have to go through the entire maze of Waukesha. You can get right off of 94, and you don't have to do that. You go down through downtown.
What are your hours there?
Monday through Friday from 8 to 4.
All right. Abby Binder here from Abby Home, and we've got more questions coming in. For Abby, if you want to get through, it's 855-616-1620. It's 822, and we have 68 degrees at WTMJ.
Get home advice from the guy who inspects them for a living. Back to the Fix-It Show with David Mason on WTMJ.
We've got room for you to give us a call or a text on the Siding Unlimited Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane, and we have Abby Binder here from Abby Home. And we've got another question, yeah. David.
So we get a question like this a lot, and somebody's asking about leaf guards or gutter guards. And I mean, my opinion, you give something, you give up something and everything, but here's the question. Good chance... we're considering putting a leaf guard on our house, specifically the Leaf Exterminator. I've not heard of that brand. I'm concerned about ice dams. Are these safe to be placed on houses? Any concerns they may not be aware of, and it is worth the investment? What's your thought, Abby?
So I always say the exact same thing as you. You give something up to get something with any type of gutter protection. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter what brand. It doesn't matter who's offering it. You're always going to put some sort of cover on a trough. So you're going to have to... try to get over the state fair beautiful display of this trickling water, you know, falling in so beautifully into your gutter. And I think that that's a little bit of deceiving because I've sold probably over my career a dozen different brands, and everything has kind of a pro and a con to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you want to look for, obviously, if you want that option to not have to get up and clean your gutters, they're great. But in Wisconsin, you have to be careful of bullnose systems. So anything that kind of is like a gutter helmet, you know, anything that sits on the top and then wraps around the gutter. So it's like an aluminum top where sometimes there's perforated holes in there. Sometimes there's not. Those bullnose systems, I installed those early on in my career, and I had a lady once call me and started screaming at me because she had icicles coming down her gutter guards and wanted all of them taken off and removed and wanted a refund. And so needless to say, we got away from those pretty quickly. We went to ones that had like the surgical stainless steel and all the pros of that and how nothing's going to get through there. And that's true. Nothing got through there, including the water. So then we had an issue with when it was raining hard, it was just overshooting the gutter and nothing was going into the gutter because the flow was so fast that it was trapping the water. It was just basically just going over the gutter. So got away from those. Then we've sold the flat ones that sit on the top, but sometimes the snow load can be a problem and then they can put weight on those and then they get dented because of the snow. So you have to kind of do your homework. The one that I like is one called Raindrop. It's a hard black plastic, and I like it that it's black because the sun will melt the snow on it, so we don't have those issues. It's not going to keep everything out, so it's going to let some of that stuff through, but it'll keep the whirly birds and the leaves out. But anything small, you know, if you have a locust tree and it does its 8 different sheds throughout the year, it might not be the best option for you. But when you go with a 6-inch gutter, the flow of water is going to be a lot faster too. So a lot of that debris that would get in there, it's going to come out in your, through your downspout anyways. So that's one I would recommend. I feel like that's the best of both worlds, where the water is going to flow well and you're not going to have the issues with icicles, ice damming. The water is going to flow in there well. So that's the one that I like. But you always do have to give something up to get something with gutter guards.
Abby, do you have to do maintenance of these, of any of these covers? What do you have to do to make sure that they still operate the way they should?
So if you went with something that's like a gutter foam, I've seen those, like the gutter filter, where there actually is like a mesh foam in there, like a, those get so much stuff trapped in there and clogged in there. I would not recommend that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you're going to have to constantly be putting a hose on it and taking them out and spraying them.
Yeah.
But you are going to have sometimes where the leaves or anything might get trapped on the top. And so you're going to have to take a leaf blower or wait for hopefully a strong wind to get them off. But during the season, now that we're coming on leaf season, you might have to take a blower and blow them off if it's a lot.
Yeah, the flat ones.
Just be cognizant of that.
Yeah, the flat ones you mentioned tend to do that. I see that when I'm getting up on a roof, especially corners. If you have an inside corner, a valley coming down, and then you have these flat ones, they tend to collect the helicopters and, like you said, the other smaller leaves. That big leaves tend to blow away, but it's the small stuff that collects.
It's always the small stuff.
Yes.
We've got Abby Bender here from Abby Home. And if you've got questions for Abby about anything dealing with windows or siding or gutters or even bathroom remodeling projects, give us a call at 855-616-1620. We'll hear more from Abby after this. But right now it is 8:30 and we've got Elizabeth Linton in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. And there was a tragic auto accident.
You don't have to do it yourself, but now you can. Welcome back to the Fix It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
And it is going to be a beautiful Saturday. We've got Abby Bender here from Abby Home. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And you know, Abby, one thing I don't think we covered yet is roofs.
So it's a great, beautiful day to get outside, look at the outside of your house. Do not go up on your roof. I don't tell people to go up on your roof, but maybe if you're, you know, get on a ladder, maybe put it up against the gutter safely and look at your roof. But even if you don't want to do that roofing, I'm sure with this dry weather, you guys have been doing a ton of roofs, right?
We have. And the one thing I would recommend is if your roof is getting to that 20-year age, it's probably time to start thinking about getting a new roof. And the big thing, too, is with insurance, because insurance companies now, when your roof is hitting that 20-year mark, they're telling you if you don't replace your roof, they're going to drop your coverage. And they'll give you a timeline. And they're actually having sometimes they'll pull satellite reports or they'll have somebody drive by your house and tell you that it's time to replace it and you have less than a year to get it done.
Yes,
so start thinking about that and at least know what it's gonna cost you. And so that's why we've actually realized with the way the insurance has shifted now is we've gone to more metal roofing. Because it's going to last longer and you're not going to have to worry about hail damage as much. And insurance is actually going to warranty it, essentially, or cover it, I should say, a higher percentage of it. So after that, say, five-year mark, they're going to give you a pivot table and they'll say, if you go with asphalt shingles, after 5 years, we're only covering, say, 60% of it. And with metal, they're covering over 80% of it. And so that's why we realized that there used to be such a big gap in cost and it wasn't worth it and we couldn't justify it. But now, because of insurance and the way that they're switching their platform, we can definitely see the value in spending the money up front for metal, getting them all that and not having to worry about the hail or your insurance dropping you later.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, a traditional asphalt roof, it lasts about 20 years. What about a metal roof? How long do those last?
It's a true 50-year warranty. So the warranties now, the 50-year shingles, all those shingles, those warranties are against manufactured defects. They're not against that the roof is going to last that long. So you have to kind of be careful with how you're interpreting that. So that means that they're going to give you a 50-year warranty against manufactured defects. It doesn't mean that your roof's going to actually last 50 years or 10 years or whatever that is. With metal, you can just see, even if you see the way that hail reacts to it. There's videos of like, and we do stone-coated shingle metal. We don't do standing seam. So if you're thinking of standing seam, you know, a lot of times those can end up leaking on you. We actually do all stone coated shingles, so it looks like a normal roof. It doesn't look like a farm or a barn roof. But those are going to last you 50 years, and they're going to actually, you're going to see the videos of the hail, like when it hits the metal, and the metal literally pulverizes the hail. It doesn't get affected by it. Where with asphalt, those pings, you're going to see the granule loss, and you're going to see them get hit, which is why insurance isn't going to cover them as long, and that's why you don't have any type of warranty against hail from the asphalt.
Abby, we've got a question here about the appearance. Does it, and they want to know, does it look like a traditional roof, or can you tell it's metal if you're looking at it from the street?
So it actually, to me, I think it looks richer, but it's stone-coated and it has that shingle appearance, so it's going to look more like your regular dimensional shingle. It's just going to have more dimension to it because it's not going to lay as flat as like your standard asphalt shingle, so it has more of a profile, almost like siding, how it has like shadow lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have more shadow lines, and it's going to look, to me, it looks a lot richer.
Yeah, because they don't lay on top of each other, they interlock, right?
Yeah, you almost install it like siding
yeah.
on your roof.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to put in a metal roof as opposed to an asphalt, or is there any difference?
There is, yeah. It can take almost three times as long because it is more like siding, so you're not just taking a nail gun and just, you know, bam, 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 bam. You're actually having to screw it in, so that takes a little bit longer. So I would say it probably takes about a week.
And then a different underlayment under metal than you would put under asphalt?
So ours does not require like a high temp ice and water under everything. Mm-hmm. That's more like standing seam that requires
sure.
that.
Right.
We still put our deck armor, which is GAF makes, because it is the only permeable roof deck protection on the market. I do like that GAF product for the metal. And we also put our just the regular ice and water on there. The one thing you can do with metal is you can install it on battens. So if you install it on battens, it actually creates a microclimate in like a mini attic. And because it creates that mini attic, you can save up to 20% on your energy bills by putting a metal roof on, which to me is a lot of money.
25%?
Up to 20%.
Oh, 20%. Wow, that is a lot. Now, if you want somebody to come out, because I know that you have sort of a limited time. I mean, you can't put roofs on in the middle of January and February, usually in Wisconsin. Is it still possible to get a roof put in now before the weather starts to change?
Absolutely. In metal, we actually can install year-round.
Oh, really?
So metal doesn't get affected the way asphalt yeah. does, because asphalt needs that heat to be able to melt together
yeah.
and... So you don't have to worry about that with metal. We can go, it doesn't matter how cold it is, it can still be installed.
All right. If anybody wants more information, let's remind them how they can get in touch with you, Abby.
So you can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, ABBYhome.com. Or you can give us a call. It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229.
Abby Binder's here with us with Abby Home. If you've got questions for Abby, that line is open at 855-616-1620. It is 841. We are going to have a hot one today. We're expecting 90 degrees, up to 68 right now on WTMJ. That will be Callison for Dayton Kane. We've got Abby Binder here from Abby Home. And Abby, we've been talking about so many things on the outside of a home. And I'm obsessed with doors, frankly. I think a house, really, if you've got the right door, it just warms everything up from the exterior.
Absolutely. And there's so many different options that we can customize, and so many different glass packages with decorative glass, that we actually have an app that we can take a picture of the front of your house, and you can design a door, and we can show you exactly what that would look like, the color, the style, the glass, everything, so you can kind of get a real visual of what it would look like on the front of your house, because that is the curb appeal is the front door is the first thing people actually see when they start, obviously when they enter your home. There are still tax credits available for windows and doors. Those, I think, are pretty much going away at the end of the year now with the new bill that passed. So if you wanted to get the tax credit and take advantage of that, I would definitely try to get it done before the end of the year. We have fiberglass doors, we have steel doors, we have different options as far as like garage doors. We can do the fire rated doors between your house and your garage. obviously we can do something more affordable for your garage service door or a back door. And then we can do something really, really fancy and decorative for the front door. And I really recommend the fiberglass for the front door because it looks a lot like real wood. It's amazing to me how many people come up to us at a home show and knock on it and think it's real wood, and they don't even realize it's fiberglass because of the fact that it has the either the cherry skin or the oak skin or the mahogany, or we even have a fir series. So we can pretty much go with whatever style your house is and make it look good.
What are some of the trends? I mean, what are people looking for indoors, especially on the front of a home?
I think that that craftsman style look has always been popular, and the nice thing about it is you can go and see a 1920s bungalow, and it still is relative to today. And that's usually the square on the top. I would try to stick with squares more than circles because the circles are more of that half moon look is more from the 90s. Mm-hmm. So I would stay away from that. But the square on the top and then the longer paneling on the two panel on the bottom, that tends to be more popular. Clean lines, you know, more basic. A lot of that contemporary kind of 1950s look is trending right now, but it is trendy. So I would kind of be careful with some of that stuff just because it tends to go out of style sooner than later. But black doors are very popular, and we can do any type of wood stain. Darker wood stains tend to be more popular right now, too.
I would say largely the style of your house is going to help dictate what style door you should have. Like she's saying, you don't want to put some a really craftsman style door maybe on a I don't know what kind of house, maybe a Cape Cod really wouldn't be a craftsman style.
I don't think those two would go together.
No, but a bungalow, you know, or kind of a ranch can look really mid-century modern, kind of low roof overhangs, things like that.
You know, I've had realtors tell me that, the front door can actually affect the price of your home.
Yeah, in the cost versus value report we get from a third party called Zonda Media Resources, and they partner with Harvard, and they do something called the cost versus value. So they come out every year with basically they ask the realtors and they see what is this going to basically add to your home. So if you do a front door and you spend the money on it, what ROI, like what return on investment are you going to get on that? And doors, front doors, you get almost 100% back. It's like 90% on a front door. Mm-hmm. So by whatever money you spend on it, you're going to get that much back. So it's one of the highest return on investment. That garage doors are huge, and stone veneer. So if you put stone veneer on the front, if you don't have any type of brick or stone on your house, if you add that, you actually gain money. You actually get over 100% back on the value of your home. So if, say, you spend $10,000 of it, it's actually going to be worth like $15,000.
Abby, at the showroom, do you have some of these doors that people can look at?
We do, absolutely. Yeah, you can stop in Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and take a look at the doors. We have steel doors, fiberglass doors, different styles, so you can kind of get an idea of what that looks like. We are going to be at the NARI show, and I believe that's not this coming next weekend, but the following weekend. And we'll have a door on display there as well.
All right. We've got Abby Bender here from Abby Home. We've got one more segment. If you've got some questions for her on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
And we are back with Abby Bender from Abby Home, along with David Nason. Abby, follow up on metal roofs. Somebody wants to know if the rain, when it falls on a metal roof, will it sound a lot noisier than a traditional shingle roof?
Yeah, we get that question a lot. So the easiest thing to do is you can Google that. Will a stone-coated metal roof be loud or noisier than an asphalt roof? And then the answer is no. So it's not a standing seam, and that stone coating actually muffles that sound. So if you don't believe me, just Google it. And now that Google has like the answers right there, you don't even have to click on a website. It'll confirm what I'm saying. So no, it's not noisy.
Good old AI answering everything for us these days.
Absolutely.
And another follow-up question. What was the name of the gutter guard that you recommend?
Raindrop.
I like Raindrop. It's made actually right in Illinois. I probably shouldn't say that this week with the Brewers and the Cubs, but yeah. it's just made south of the border.
Yeah, we're gonna beat
in
them.
Illinois.
They're gonna go home.
I hope so. I'm going on Monday.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Abby, all right, so we've covered a lot of ground today between windows, metal roofing, doors. Where can we see all of this? You mentioned your showroom. Let's tell everybody exactly where it is.
So we are in a cul-de-sac right just south of the airport in Waukesha. So if you see the Quick Trip, we're right in that cul-de-sac right next to the Quick Trip. We're at 407 Pilot Court. You can Google Abby Home and it'll take you right to us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4.
And do you have any specials going on right now?
We do. We have our Abtoberfest. So we have 20% off everything. So 20% off a bathroom model, windows, roofing, siding. Anything you're looking at having done, the 20% off would qualify.
And plus, you mentioned those tax credits that are probably going to be going at the end of the year. So this is a great time to decide what you're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And obviously, we don't know with the tariffs and price increases. It's always kind of a wild card. And so we don't trade like lumber or gasoline on the open market. So unfortunately, when our prices go up, they stay up. They don't come back down or fluctuate like that. So if you're looking at having it done, I would definitely try to get it done sooner than later because you'll pay the best price, obviously, then in the future. And we do have financing options available, so we can do long-term financing, and you can have a low monthly payment. We have 0% options, so we could actually give you a no interest, no payments for up to 24 months, so you wouldn't have to pay anything for 2 years. So if you're thinking about doing it, but you're trying to save up, or you don't have all the money now, or your money's in a CD, thank God we have a little bit of time left to keep our money in CDs before that interest rate drops, then you can actually utilize that 0%, no interest, no payments for 24 months.
So, Abby, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, let's remind them how to find you.
So go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, ABBYHome.com, or give us a call. Nick is in our call center. He's working today, so you can call right now and talk to him and set up an appointment. All of our estimates are free. It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229.
Abby Binder from Abby Home. Thanks so much for joining us on The Fix-It Show.
Thanks, Abby. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Take
go Brewers.
Care. You betcha.
Yeah, it's a go Brewers, yes.
Okay, and David,
we'll
if anybody wants to find you.
Oh, sure. They can go to my website, bestinspectionsllc.com. Call or text me 262-443-8958.
And we'll see you again next week.
See you next Saturday.
And The Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction.
This has been The Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.